Today at KMIH, we have one of Mercer Island's most influential visual artists. She has been the subject of Mercer Island Reporter news articles, and she is so good at her job that the only way I can describe it, she sees things that are so complex, but it just seems so right and obvious. It makes you think, why didn't I think of that? So I'm here with
Norma Crampton Bergquist.
I know this seems like an obvious question, but when did you know you loved art and wanted to do it as a career?
That's a very good question. First of all, Sama, I want to congratulate you for being clever enough and wise enough and smart enough to think outside the box and bring people in from different age groups and different experiences. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
I think one of the things was just as a child, I loved the feeling of drawing and then painting. And it was being in that space while I was doing it that I realized how much I really enjoyed it. The actual artwork is the byproduct of that experience.
I should probably use some of that inspiration too. Do you have, talking about inspiration, do you have someone or something that you often take inspiration from?
Well, one of the things I like to do is I like to make sure that my head is really cleared so that I can be very receptive to influences all around me. So one of the things I like to do, I'm going to read a quote to you because this really clears my head. And it reads as such, O son of spirit, my first counsel is this, possess a pure, kindly, and radiant heart that thine may be a sovereignty, ancient, imperishable, and everlasting. And this is from a book called The Hidden Words of Baha'u'llah. And what that does for me is it makes me realize I have to open myself up and be vulnerable and be receptive to all kinds of ideas and thoughts and influences.
Okay, and I think that ties into, I've seen some of your portraits, and I just have always thought, what's your process of painting? Because it's just not like a picture, it shows something deeper. Do you have like a certain way of expressing that deeper meaning? Like, do you find the features?
Thanks for the question, it's a really good question. So I wanted to become technically proficient at oil painting. I feel that to me in any art form, whether it's dance, music, fine art, whatever art form, you have to marry two things equally. Very high level of technical ability and then making oneself available and open to being influenced. Portraiture to me is a great example of that process. So I spent many, many years. I spent 4 years intensively studying with Juliet Aristides in the fine arts program that was at and still is at Gage Academy. Juliet's not there anymore. Then on top of that, we would use live models. So I learned to paint from live models sitting there. There is something very amazing and magical that happens when you're painting a portrait or drawing a portrait of a person that's in the room with you. I don't know how to describe that, but thank you, Sama, for picking up on it when you look at the work.
Yeah, and do you use a specific like set of colors to convey emotion?
So it ends up that one of the cool things about any art form is it always introduces science and math. And the human eye sees red and blue differently. I learned this through oil painting. Red we see as something close. Blue we see as something distant. And we can see this as early as how it was used in tempera paintings before the Renaissance and then in oil paintings, which you can look at when you start to look at the Mona Lisa, look at the distance and see the background was all done in blues or blue grays. The things close to you were done in warmer colors. So I like to remember that so that I can really convey the three dimensions accurately, but also there is that aspect of allowing one to be open to using color in a way that you feel influenced. And I let that happen for me while I'm painting.
So I want to say, how do you think people, especially like younger kids, can be influenced by the arts and go into this field?
Well, I think one of the things that's really important to know is that creativity is a survival strategy. I don't know if you know that. There's a gentleman named Jerry Saltz who is an author of a book called How to Be an Artist. He's an art critic, and he writes very beautifully about this. This means that creativity is in all of us. Actually, what's one of the things that makes us uniquely human is our ability to be creative. However you want to go into that and express that or exercise that. You should know you should do that. Don't think of it and what you're doing as being good or bad. Those issues, those topics, good and bad, don't enter into the creative process. It's being open and available. Also, be curious. So if something's really, really got your curiosity, go do a deep dive into it. I will tell you that I was lucky enough to be in the earliest days of the software field. I learned Fortran and Itran in the 70s, you guys, and I was on email in 1986. What I will tell you is the people that got into the field, whether they were programmers or whatever, they were both creative people, they were in anything they were doing, and they were curious. And those are the things that I think are the most important. How you then utilize that curiosity and that creativity will be unique to how you go about it, whether you become a doctor, whether you become a programmer, whether we don't even know half the jobs are going to be invented in the future. By the time you guys are out looking for work, you guys are going to be inventing new jobs. So that's how creativity enters into everything we do. Secondarily, I would say listen to as much music as you can throughout history. Think of 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, going back. Listen, look at all the visual arts as much as you can. Go to museums, be exposed to stuff. And then thirdly, never judge what you're doing. Don't ask someone, is this good or bad? That's not the relevant question. The relevant question is this a place you like being when you do it?
And those are some things that I'll take throughout the rest of my life. Thank you for listening to KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.